to bring up our acting company right here.
The Lives of the Cowboys, brought to you by American Pharoah Bath Salts. After a long day in the saddle, it feels good to sit in a hot bath, but you don't want to smell like camellias. American Pharoah is the bath salt that smells like horses. And now, here's today's story.
Well, Dusty, here we are, Lenox, Massachusetts, huh?
Yeah, Massachusetts.
Yep.
A state that sounds like a sneeze.
It does indeed. Tanglewood right up there ahead.
Yeah, I can smell that channel number 5 perfume already.
Yes, sir. Lots of money around here. Dusty, we got to earn some of it so we can pay off that debt that you incurred there in Yellow Gulch when you were dancing away with that dance hall floozy and you didn't realize that her meter was running.
Well,
$100 an hour, man, we got to make that up.
All right, so how are we going to earn money here, partner?
Well, we're going to be bounty hunters here. Mm. Yes, sir. Some people have come to the Berkshires, you know, to enjoy the arts, and then mistakenly they become artists, and they get trapped in lives of frustration and bad life choices, and their families are offering rewards to bring them back alive.
Oh, I see.
We got stockbrokers who became sculptors, and corporate counselors who became composers, and proctologists who became potters.
Now, what was that last one again?
Never mind. You heard what I said.
Well, I did notice a lot of pottery studios between here and Great Barrington.
Yes,
yep.
That's true.
Man, oh, man. The American people need more earthenware like they need a longer hockey season.
Well, that's how you feel. Anyway. We're here to find these people and take them back to the real world. And this saloon right here, this looks like an artist's hangout to me, doesn't it?
The Electric Ferret.
Yes, here it is.
Pretty good, yeah. Oh, wait just a minute,
what?
Partner. Wait.
What? What's wrong?
I feel a little funny right
now. You look a little funny.
Yeah, you know, I better not go in there.
What's wrong now?
Well, you know that coffee I had for breakfast?
Yeah.
Along with the beans?
Yeah.
Yeah, feels like they're backing up on me just a little bit, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I feel like I'm going to cut one,
not a bad one.
So
you mean?
Yeah, that's exactly what I mean. So,
okay, well. I'll go in alone, then. You just stay out here. Wow. Oh, that is rank. Boy, you really steamed up my glasses there, mister.
Yeah,
I don't know that I'll ever get them clean.
Yeah, well, I feel better now, though. Yeah,
Boy. Okay. I know. You sure? You go.
Yep. I feel much better.
All right, but give me some warning before you do that again, okay?
Yes, sir, I will. Yes, sir.
All right.
Oh, gentlemen, welcome to the Electric Ferret, and what can I get for you?
Ma'am, I'll have a glass of rot gut whiskey, straight up, no ice.
I don't think so, Dusty.
Yes, and a water from a pond, not a creek.
That's not a good idea,
partner.
Oh,
well, we don't have that in stock, mister, but I could order it for you from Amazon. It'd be here by tomorrow noon.
Yeah, okay. What you got for right now, then?
Well, I got a very nice Sauvignon Blanc.
Uh-huh.
You know, I could put some paint thinner in
it,
and it tastes like rot gut.
Oh,
how about that?
It just, he'll have a sparkling water and a slice of lemon, a thin slice of lemon.
Okie dokie doke. And what about you?
Same for me, thank you.
Okay.
Say, ma'am?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if I could just ask you a question.
Go ahead.
We're looking for a fellow by the name of A. Randolph Stubbs. He may be a singer-songwriter around here.
Yeah.
We're not sure.
Gosh, I don't know anybody by that name, but hey, Stubby!
Yeah?
Did you say Stubby?
Yeah, that's Stubby Ashworth. He's the piano player.
Oh, him, huh?
Now, what's the question?
Sir, might you happen to be a man by the name of A. Randolph Stubbs, a former vice president of Bicker, Barton, Batten, Barker, and Stubbs?
Oh, man, you got to be kidding.
Well, that's a question, yes or no?
I'm not even going to dignify that. What an answer.
Oh, so, see, Stubby is a piano player.
Yeah.
He's a blues artist. Oh, sing your passport blues, Stubby.
Yeah, all right, sure, why not?
Yeah. Oh, you'll love this.
Yeah, that's right. I don't care for pasta. Give me macaroni. You can have those pate, because I prefer bologna.
Yeah.
I like Mama's Cafe right around the corner.
Right.
I don't like my food prepared by a foreigner. I have relations with women of other nations. I got the passport blues.
Yeah.
The best lover you ever saw You're looking at him. Moi, cause I've been all around this world.
Okay, well, very interesting. Interesting. Anyway, this gentleman I'm looking for, A. Randolph Stubbs, was involved in the export business. He got burnt on a deal with the Chinese, and you, looking at you, sir, you bear the marks of a lifetime of neckties.
No, neckerchiefs, not neckties.
And I see the mark of a Rolex there on your right wrist.
Yeah, well, I got that in a bar fight. A man bit me on the wrist. That's what that mark is from.
What about you, young woman?
Who, me?
Yeah, you. You in the denim skirt there and the black turtleneck there. Your name is Sarah Saran, isn't it, huh?
My name is Salter, Sarah Salter.
Now, I believe that you are Sarah Saran, heir to the Saran Wrap fortune. And you've come here to the Berkshires to become a potter.
Nope. Huh? Came here to smoke pot in a pipe, raise pea pods and plump pumpkins, papaya, pippins, peppers, paprika, and pulpless pimentos on my property.
Oh, really? The way you say plump pumpkins, it sounds like you're a little uncertain about plump pumpkins. But whatever you say. So you don't make pots out of pulverized peach pits?
That's preposterous.
Does the name Pope Pius mean anything to you?
My people are Presbyterian.
From Pompano?
The Penobscot Peninsula.
And you have a propensity for what purports to be poetry, eh?
I write poetry on paper. I am a poet.
Well, prove it. Prove it.
Shadows of ignorance cross the garden of my art, and the sticks and stones of critics, I feel every poison dart.
Yeah, I feel it coming.
No.
And in the darkness of prejudice, I feel it smart. And though I don't want to, I am just about to.
Oh, boy.
Hold it.
Depart,
yes.
On a journey for which I have no chart, except the writings of Rene Descartes, who said that one must always stand apart.
No, Bessie.
And so I shall. I feel a burning in my heart. And here it is. I can't prevent it. I must.
No.
Start. Thank you. Well, I guess if people want to leave home and be artists, there's not much we can do about it. There's no law against it.
Yeah, well, some art there maybe should be.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I mean, how many more Western landscape painters do we need?
Well, hey, I'm a landscape painter.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Western?
No, Southern Georgia.
Oh, well, that's different, sir.
Yeah, not that many artists down there, are there?
Well, no, maybe that's because it took them so long to see the Confederate flag is aesthetically a big X, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the red is hideous. It's no wonder the South lost the war. Cheesy songs like that. Very poor graphic design, if you ask me. Is there a wet dog in here? It sure smells like it, or maybe burning hair or rotten eggs or something.
Sorry about that. That's a little, yeah.
What, that's you?
I'm afraid so, sir.
Oh, maybe some cigar smoke would clear
the air.
No, don't do that, sir.
You can mask the smell. Here's a light.
The concussion knocked Sarah Saran to the floor and gave me time to look for the distinguishing tattoo on her left middle knuckle, and when she came to, I put the handcuffs on her.
Oh, please don't make me go back to Park Avenue.
Well, I'm sorry.
I don't want to have a chauffeur and uniformed doorman and go to galas and designer gowns. I love
it
here.
It's nothing personal, ma'am. We're only doing it for the money, okay?
It's miserable being rich.
Yeah.
People in the arts always begging you for money. I want to live in a teepee and write poems.
I see. Well, we're in the arts here, performance artists. We are. We do rope tricks. And how much money you got on you?
$20.
Oh, a pittance.
I know. Pitiful.
Yeah, well, you hang on to that, sister. All right, good luck to you. Let's go, Dusty. I don't think we're going to be invited back here to Tanglewood anytime soon.
Listen, where am I anyway? Yeah, I'm a little lost.
Wake up.
All right.
There's been a terrorist attack, and you were it.
Oh,
let's
boy.
Go.
The Lives of the Cowboys, brought to you by American Pharoah Bath Salts. Be clean and smell like a horse.
Sue Scott, Tim Russell, Fred Newman, Sarah Giroux.